Welcome to another episode of Can You Get to That? Episode 52. I am your host.
No way.
Co-host, friend, buddy, and fellow shopper, Matthew Olson. Hello. And boy, do I have some deals to talk about with you today.
Hey, I'm your co-host and cashier, Caitlin Best.
I can't believe you got that job at the Apple Cabin Foods, Caitlin.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty competitive position, but, you know, I really like alternate names for foods, so they hired me.
To be clear, I'm referencing a very excellent parting gift Caitlin gave me shortly before I left Portland, which is a 2016 Apple Cabin Foods calendar made by, I think it's at Liartown USA on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I just want to highlight some of these excellent deals that they have at Apple Cabin in July.
Yeah.
Harvest Friends, $2 for a dozen. So precious.
So precious.
Cinnamon Johnny's, 20 cents each. Soft plus wet inside.
what if people want to 3-2-1 blast off?
Oh, they should get some dirt rockets. Only $1 for a dozen.
That's a deal right there.
Dirt rockets are carrots, FYI. Or they appear to be carrots. They might be something else entirely.
Yeah, I don't think we can say with certainty what they are.
I'm not entirely moved into my new apartment.
Really?
Which is really becoming a not-so-new apartment.
It's not really that new anymore, is it?
Well, let's not analyze things too deep here in terms of, you know, my ability to pay for real furniture, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just now noticing that on July, this calendar, the image, the Apple Cabin deals, mm-hmm. it's surrounded by a bunch of coffee cups and some dog food.
I think it's cat food, actually.
Does that look like cat food to you?
Those are little kitty kibbles. And four cups of coffee.
What do you think the significance of the four coffee cups is?
You know, the sun rises earlier and earlier with each passing month.
Mm.
By the time you get to July, that fucker drags you out of bed 3 a.m.
You're just wired.
You're wired. You gotta have that coffee to keep you awake. You can't sleep while the sun's up. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Impossible. Impossible.
It's impossible. It can't be done.
I've been struggling in the mornings of late to get myself out of bed. And,
four cups of coffee.
You know, four cups of coffee and some cat food and maybe some baby dirt rockets in my mouth.
The cat food is what you get your roommate to throw in your face if you're like really not waking up. Just get out of bed.
Get that chemical cat food odor just right up in my nostrils.
You know that book, Three Cups of Tea, Matt? You ever read that book?
Of course I have fucking not read the book Three Cups of Tea. I don't know what the hell that is.
You don't know what it is?
No.
It's like about this guy that went to Afghanistan and like started a school or some shit. But
does that sound like the kind of thing I would have read?
Four cups of coffee, you know, I just thought.
Ah,
no,
okay.
Mind.
It's a sequel. It's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Ah. But in all seriousness, things like the Apple Cabin food calendar and an old stalwart standby of mine, a real energy lifter, CVS Bangers.
Yeah.
The Hennessy Youngman oeuvre, really. Mm-hmm. They've been very, very essential in lifting my spirits as I try to make it big out here in the big, stinky, depressing, oppressive Apple.
Have you seen DJ Hennessy Youngman?
I have not. I don't think I don't think DJ Hennessy Youngman has done any public events since I've arrived. But trust me, I'm all up in his Twitter. I'm looking at it every day. And the moment there's a live CVS Bangers, or an Art Thoughts lecture, you know, I'm there.
Remember when he came to Portland, but it was like $600 a ticket to that shit.
Remember when he came to Portland and it was exclusively for like creators and
for
tech innovators and disruptors?
And Yeah, I hate those people.
Before we intro this week's topic, let me tell a story about one of the people in charge of that event that will surely maybe bar me from ever associating with this person in the future. It's not actually. Dude seems very nice and very and was very cordial, but man, this was an awkward encounter. Guy Andy Bio, you can learn all about him on Twitter and the internet generally. And then opened a co-working space in Portland and had a like free to the public open party to christen the space, which is cool because it means it wasn't like actually, you know, barred off to anybody, you know, along any lines and so forth. So
unlike the CVS bangers.
Unlike the CVS bangers, which I am still sore about. Too. So I went to the party and it was pretty cool. A couple food trucks. First time I experienced virtual reality. That was neat. And then at one point, I was planning on seeing a movie with friends that night, and my phone ran out of battery. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know exactly how to get from the venue to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And I was looking around this high-tech co-working space full of, like, fresh MacBooks and iMacs, and not a damn iPhone charger in sight. And the first person I run into who I feel decently okay asking, hey, do you know where I can get a phone charger, is Andy Bio, the mm-hmm. person who owns and operates the space. And he's like, I got you. And then he just pulls this cable out of his pocket because he's got a portable charger. So this is awkward because now it's like I'm tethered to this man.
Right. You have to stand there right next to him.
Yeah. And then another person I happen to know is exiting the event, and this is another person I don't feel necessarily all that confident talking to, and he sees me tethered to Andy,
and he thinks you're really cool.
No, he's fucking roasting the shit out of me as he exits. And then Andy leads me over to another corner of the space, because he's suddenly has to take over like DJ responsibilities, and so I'm having to follow him like a dog on a leash. Oof. With my iPhone, just desperately trying to get a couple hits of that good power juice.
Oofa doofa.
And this is why I can't ever be part of the tech creative elite. I'll never be a disruptor. I'll never be a good startup guy because of one embarrassing iPhone incident. I really need to get
All because you didn't carry your own fucking charger with you.
Well, I do now, if only for the Pokemon.
Yeah.
And do you think that our week's topic, if he was alive today, would he be a good battery guy? Would he have his own portable charger?
Would he have his own portable charger?
Would he even own a smartphone?
I have to imagine that he's anti-technology.
He's got to be anti a lot of things, perhaps technology among them.
Yeah.
This week's topic. Oh, do you want to do the introductions?
I was gonna go.
Fucking go.
This week's topic was sent to us by Brian Click. Hey Brian.
Hey Brian.
And it's a man named Stanley Green, and Stanley Green was a human billboard. Is a human billboard? Is he still alive?
Was a human billboard.
And his thing, his mission in life was getting people to eat less protein so they'd be less horny.
Basically, that's the long and the short of it.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
He lived in London, and he became sort of a locally known famous figure for being a human billboard. I took that to mean, like, where's one of those sandwich board things? But I think he just had, like, a sign on a stick.
Yeah, he just had signs.
That's what it looks like on Wikipedia. And yeah, his slogan was less passion from less protein.
Yeah.
I.e., eat less protein, be less horny, lower your libido, but be less horny, right?
Be less horny, yeah.
Yeah. And then you'll be a kinder person, and that's really what the world needs.
Yeah.
And he was particularly active, you know, 70s, 80s, and is now kind of a, I don't know if he's like folk hero status, but like writers and bloggers are like in some cases fascinated with him. And I'm always trying to be out there in the world being a kinder person. If being less horny is what it takes, you know, maybe I'll stop eating so much red meat.
Yeah. You and your daily steak habit, Matt.
My daily steak habit has to end if I'm going to be a better person. If I'm not going to find myself in awkward situations every time I'm led around by an iPhone cable, who's to say it's not because I went into the situation with too much protein in my system?
Well, I mean, maybe it was just that, what's the dude's name again?
Andy Pio. Please Andy don't Bio. Say he was too horny.
No, maybe he wasn't. Maybe I was going to suggest that he probably eats very little protein because it was so nice of him to lend you his cable, you know?
Possibly, maybe.
Maybe he could actually eat a little more.
Maybe he could have slightly more protein in his diet. Well, if you're listening to this, Andy, please don't blacklist me from the internet. I'm pretty sure you have the power to do that.
Should we get going? Jeez.
He's not Steve Jobs. Well, you and I, we're cool with Steve Jobs' ghost.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, let's get going.
All right, random article. Carlos Andres Arias is a Chilean goalkeeper. My bad. So this is sports stub number, 52 that we've landed on? I'm going to guess.
I think it's 52.
Yeah, I think this is number 52. Part of
who boy
Provincial Osorno, played in Universidad Católica youth system, currently on the professional squad. So not an important goalkeeper, but
2009 to present, you know, he's still in the game,
still going.
You have, I'm sure, plenty to say about soccer, and I just don't.
I mean, there to say? It's the sport with the ball and the feet. What else can you say about it, you know? It's the sport of putting a ball into a net. But a net on the ground, not in the sky.
I don't know, where to start with your adept description of soccer, Caitlin.
It's the sport of having better feet than the other 21 men or women on the field.
Let's start in the negative. Is basketball about Skynets?
Yeah, it's about Skynets. Not Skynet, Skynets.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
Plural, not the Terminator thing, but two nets.
Not the
in
Terminator
the sky.
Thing. Just nets in the sky. But that,
can you?
I mean, maybe that's where they get the inspiration for the Terminator thing. I don't know.
I'm gonna name another sport, and I want you to describe it in as much technical detail as you just described the sport of football or soccer.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
I'll do my best.
Water polo.
It's the sport of. Try not to splash too much water in your eyes as you throw a ball across a pool.
Rule number one of water polo. Keep the splashing
keep the water
to a minimum.
Out of your eyes. Keep it out
whatever,
of your eyes.
Fuck, whatever you do, keep it out of your eyes. It's so bad.
It will burn you. It's got chlorine.
Water polo is only played in freshly chlorinated pools.
Yeah, it really... The chlorine, it really sort of, it seeps into your pores a little bit, and it really keeps you on edge. It's like topical caffeine.
Have you, I remember this being a real thing on the website ThinkGeek, which I'm pretty sure still exists. Home of terrible, like, I identify as a C++ programmer type kitsch and shit. There are 1-0 types of people in the world. Those who understand binary, and those who don't, and then the person jerks off over like a fucking dot matrix printout of like the source code to Doom.
And there's just a cum stain on the t-shirt.
Oh, Caitlin, we just crossed the line to too blue. The moment we start talking about cum stains on programmer t-shirts, we've really earned that explicit tag this week.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'll try to eat less protein.
One of the top selling items always on ThinkGeek was caffeinated soap.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do you know
I've heard of this, yeah.
Do you know enough about human biology? Is that something that can be applied topically? Like, can you get buzzed off of rubbing yourself with a caffeine bar?
I've always wondered the very same thing, because I don't know a goddamn thing about human biology.
So you're the exact wrong person to ask, then.
Yes, correct.
If you could put any one like substance into a bar of soap and rub it on your body and get the benefit of that substance, what would it be? Because I know my answer.
Guacamole.
Not avocado, but guac.
Guac, yeah.
Now, Caitlin, I have a question.
Yes.
To get the full benefit of the guac soap, would you have to, like, eat a quesadilla or some tortilla chips in the shower?
You have to have a Juanita's loofah. It's a little harsh, but your skin gets used to it if you keep at it.
Is it made out of Juanita's, or is it just a loofah that imbues Juanita's into your skin?
So it's a Juanita's branded loofah. It's got the same spices.
So salt.
Made with the same love.
So salt and grease, then.
Yes.
The same spices. Sodium.
So it's abrasive, but it's also moisturizing, you know?
Okay. I feel like that counts as like, I feel like you're asking for two things, but because one of them is a loofah, you get a pass, I feel like.
What about you?
Molly soap, obviously.
Matt, you can't rub Molly on your body every day.
I'm not saying I would every day.
You'd only shower like once every 2 weeks in this world, if that.
The Molly soap isn't my day-to-day soap, is what I think you're missing.
Okay.
It's like people who buy bath bombs for themselves or do bath salts don't.
Yeah.
People who do
bath salts.
Yeah, Caitlin. People who do bath salts don't do bath salts every day. They only eat someone's face, you know, every once in a blue moon. You know, once their brain chemicals have rebalanced.
They only do it when they're in a week long drug
exactly.
binge.
Exactly.
A bender.
So you know, the Molly soap is for when I'm showering. You know, I'm rinsing. No, before going to the rave. You don't drop at the rave. You gotta get close to the peak before you go in there and you experience that first wub drop.
Yeah, it's true.
Molly water is a thing, but that just restores the magnesium, right?
But that's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
But what I'm saying is,
all right, we gotta
click a thing
sorry,
first.
Sorry.
Okay, let's click a thing and then I'll continue.
Yeah, we gotta
my
click
Molly
a thing
thoughts.
Is what I'm saying. I'm gonna be honest, I have no fucking idea how we're gonna get to this guy.
Football. Or like
you want me to click football?
Football celebrities. I don't know.
I don't think he was a football celebrity.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Green.
Oh no, Mr. Green was not. But I'm just saying then we could get to like broader categories of like celebrity and British well-known types.
You think so?
Yeah. So what should we click?
Okay. Well, football isn't a link, so goalkeeper.
Okay, goalkeeper, step two. So back to the topic of Molly.
Yeah.
The world is a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. Initial premise. I'm laying this out like it's a philosophical proof.
Okay.
And you can get away with all sorts of stuff that is dubiously legal. Like selling things that are adjacent to illegal drug use, but don't actually incorporate the illegal drugs themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So let's walk my prospect back a bit. Mm-hmm. Instead of Molly in the soap, maybe it's one of those things that helps you come down from the drug. Like Molly water. And then what mm-hmm. if I team up with Molly water and I launch a subscription box for party freaks?
Yeah.
That's just full of that stuff you need, so that when you roll face the next day, you're not a depressed husk. And the catch is you can choose to schedule it like on a regular schedule or on specific days, right? When you know you're in a party, like mm-hmm. summertime, baby, it's festival season. You're going to lose your mind. Or you can sign up for the service where you pay us a certain amount of money, and then one day a box just shows up on your doorstep and you're like, shit, I guess I gotta go to the club tonight. Like, today's the day. I've got a small bar of soap and a bottle of Molly water and maybe a couple other things, like maybe like a nice, like a little shred of like a fur rug or something. And you're like, mm-hmm. shit, I wasn't planning on it, but like a tribble. Yeah, and you get all this stuff at your door, yeah. And then you're like, okay, cool, now it's spontaneous, now I have to go party tonight.
But, like, you're implying that the Molly's gonna go bad?
I'm not implying that the Molly's gonna go bad, I'm implying that, one, it's a service. We're saying we're helping you be a more spontaneous party person. Maybe one week you get two boxes in one week, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and you just fuck your brain chemicals up real good. Fuck it right up.
You just fuck your brain right up, but you're partying like you're Miley Cyrus, you know? You're living that lifestyle for once in your fucking life.
For once, can you fucking just
you never
just
thought
be a Miley?
That your life could be this exciting because of a subscription box. Here, let me. Podcasts do this all the time. Mm. They get ads from subscription boxes.
Yeah, I know.
I want
they
you
do. Yeah.
to try and do improv. Improv me the ad for when we get an ad from the Molly box.
All right. Hey, Can You Get To That is brought to you this week by Molly Box. It's a new subscription service. You get a box once every, I don't know, whenever it shows up on your doorstep. And you know what's in there? Molly water. You know what else is in there? Fucking drugs.
Well, no. See?
I made it better, Matt. I fixed your product. I made it better.
But then we have to take it to the deep web, including this podcast. This podcast can only be downloaded via Tor, then.
I think our podcast would be good, would be a hit on the deep web.
Are there any deep web podcasts?
Oh my god, are there?
We have to figure
this
shit out.
There's gotta be, right? There's gotta be podcasts where people find out, there's gotta be podcasts about that exact thing that we just said, right?
Probably.
They're like drugs podcasts.
But like, I don't think a drugs podcast is enough to get you put in jail. Like, I think you have to like
right.
be selling the drugs.
Okay, but it's the audience, you know?
I don't know.
It's all about the targeted audience.
What if there's a podcast, and I'm sure there's millions of these that are just all about weed, right?
Right.
And they get a sponsorship. But the sponsorship is just mm-hmm. like, hey, what's up? Hit up my boy Tony. His phone number is 555. Like, they just read off a phone number and that's it. That's their sponsored.
Yeah, that's what this
their sponsored ad.
That's what this deep web podcast is like.
Except they're like giving you like a fucking like crypto key so you can, you know, have untraceable transactions and your shit arrives mm-hmm. to your doorstep and like. It arrives in your doorstep in a nature box, but actually it's full of drugs.
Little baggies, you don't get to pick. They send you different stuff every week. It's a surprise.
Swear to God, next 5 years, there's going to be a subscription box that's going to get fucking busted for being a drug front. Swear to God.
Yeah.
So goalkeepers, right?
Yeah, goalkeepers.
They keep the ball out of the net.
They keep the ball from going in the ground net.
Who's your favorite goalkeeper?
My favorite goalkeeper? Probably it's Nadine Onger. She used to be the Thorns goalkeeper. And before that, she was the goalkeeper for the German national team. And she's just... A, she's a legend. And B, she's just a fucking character.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's my favorite. Yeah. Who's your favorite goalkeeper?
I don't have one. Like, you fucking know I don't have one. I couldn't name off the top of my head a goalkeeper whatsoever. I was at a friend's birthday party this weekend now at a karaoke bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super proud of myself. Some of the TVs were obviously showing the karaoke, and some of them were showing a re-airing of the ESPYs. And
oh really?
I was very, very proud because I saw on stage accepting an Icon Award this year, Abby Wambach,
mm-hmm.
and I recognized mm-hmm. that it was Abby Wambach.
You recognized her?
Yeah. I was
nice
like,
job, Matt.
Hey,
nice.
She's up there. She is up next to Kobe and then the football boy whose name I can't remember, but mm-hmm. I think it was Peyton. Was it Peyton? Let me do a quick Google image search.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't have cable.
I think it was Peyton.
Okay, we'll say it was Peyton.
Do you want to know what the first things that happen when you search Peyton Manning or put it into Google are?
What?
Age? Understandable.
Yeah.
Wife? Kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Salary? Mm-hmm. Why do you even care?
Yeah, he's
one of the greatest football players of all time. You know it's going to be like real, real high. It was Peyton. It was definitely Peyton. I'm so glad I was able to name all three of them without having to look them up. I'm a regular sports guy now.
Do you remember when Peyton won the Super Bowl and one of the first things he said after winning the Super Bowl was that he was going to go home and crack an ice cold Bud?
Yeah.
Fucking flawless. Without missing a beat. He delivered on his marketing commitments.
Remember when Bud immediately thereafter was like, I swear to God, as me, Mr. Budweiser, I swear to God, to you, the media and the people, we didn't pay Peyton Manning to say that. If I recall correctly, Peyton did that, and Budweiser was like, thanks, but like, geez, we have normal channels for this. We would have paid you like $10 million, I guess, but... Thanks anyway.
You know what they say about football, you know? It's all for the love of the Bud.
Yeah, it's all for the love of the Bud.
You know?
My favorite part of watching the ESPYs muted during karaoke, though, was wondering what the hell the host was saying. Because do you know who the host was this year?
Mm. Nope.
John Cena.
Could you see him?
I could see him. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. Without being able to hear him, how would I have known if I couldn't see him?
True. Good point. That's a really good point.
We should click on a third thing.
I agree. You were trying to get to English celebrities?
Yeah, kind of. There are the English footy players.
Right.
And
there are those.
There, hopefully, you'd be able to get to, like, maybe lists of other notable, English.
Yeah. All right, well, here's an English guy, but...
I'm really proud of myself for not having done an English accent yet.
Great job.
Is that an English flag, what you're hovering over?
Yes.
White with a red cross?
It's a white field. With a red cross. That's what the English flag looks like.
But not the United Kingdom flag.
I'm clicking it. No, you know what the United... Here's a fun fact about the UK flag. It's all the fucking flags put on top of each other. Do you know this?
I did not know this. No.
If you think about this, so the English flag is white field, red cross, right? The Scottish flag is blue field, white X. And then the
Oh,
Welsh
Jesus.
flag, I forget, but it's like where they get the rest of it. Think about
Jeez,
that.
wow. Okay, well,
Yeah.
yeah, English
No, I take
flag.
that back. The Welsh flag is a dragon. The Welsh flag has a dragon on it. So they probably just fucking ignored that. But it's the English flag combined with the Scottish flag.
Probably threw that out of hand. Come to think of it, I'm a complete idiot. Of course, it's a
Yeah.
white field with a red cross on it because I've played enough Civ 5. I fucking know this.
Yeah, you've seen it a lot.
I've seen it a lot. I think
Queen Victoria is Victoria?
it's Victoria in Civ 5, yeah.
Or who's the? Yeah. Okay. Conveniently, the nationality English is not a link.
That's great.
But we could click England national football team. You wanted English footy celebs.
Okay, all right. Let's go. Let's go. English.
Or we can click on his place of birth, which is Hexham, England.
Sorry, you're unfortunately you're coming in a little choppy, but I just want to run this back by you again. Did you just say it as Hexham?
Yep, that's what I said.
Not Hexham?
I just wanted to make it really clear to all the listeners what the constituent parts of that
Totally
place name
fair.
are.
Totally fair. I respect
Hex and
that. Should
Ham.
we click on Hexham? Because it sounds way funnier.
I
I think we should.
was about to say it's your funeral, but the fact is it's mine
Yeah,
too.
it's both of our funerals. Let's click on Hexham. Step
Yeah.
four.
Okay. Fuck.
Let's learn a little bit. Let me read it out.
Oh, a market town in civil
Yeah,
parish.
it's a market town of Civil
Okay.
Parish
Good.
in Northumberland, England, south of the River Tyne, and it was the administrative center for the Tynedale district from 1974 to 2009. So apparently lost the status as the administrative center. So don't know how you fucked up, Hexham, but you did.
There's just nothing
Now
left,
look
nothing left for
at
Hexham.
subsection 11, people from Hexham. See? Like this might get us to something. Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
There's a category
Ooh.
page.
Okay, this is a little dicey, right? Because that category
This is
page
definitely dicey.
also have links to other category pages of more broad people from English towns, yeah.
English people?
Or it could not.
Oof. Well, where else are we going? Where are we really going from here? I don't
We're finding
fucking
our boy
know.
Stanley Green.
Let's do
Okay,
this thing.
you just did it without a consulting. Step five.
I
People
mean,
from
I know
Hexham.
that's the goal. I know that's what we're hoping for. boy, this is just a lot of it's just a lot of boy names, a couple of girl
Hold on,
names,
let's see if we
but
recognize any of these names. Let's do a quick scan. Do we know anybody from Hexham?
oh yeah, Aelred of Real Volks.
Tell
Yeah,
me about
that guy. Hermione. I know Hermione.
Hermione Hammond, not Granger. I did see Matt Smith and I
Damn
got really excited for a moment, but then I read the parentheses afterwards and it says rugby union player born 1989, not the 11th Doctor from Doctor Who, so
Yeah.
I'm out of my depths here.
Different one. Well, maybe he's both. How do you know? Maybe he's
But
both.
Caitlin at the bottom.
Oh, you know. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Hey,
John of Hexham,
John.
yeah.
It's John.
Yeah, of course. Can you
You know
stop trolling
John,
me? Wait,
right?
hold on. One last one, though.
Okay.
Jonathan Martin, parentheses, arsonist. You know you're a great fucking arsonist when you get your own wiki page.
Oh boy. Popping that into a new tab.
Okay. But seriously, at the bottom, categories, people by
People,
city or town in England.
yeah.
Yeah. Let's click on that.
All
Step
right.
six.
Seems good, right? This seems really good. People by occupation by city. Human billboards by occupation by city? Nah.
I don't know.
People from London by occupation.
Wow.
Artists from London, architects from London, bishops of
No
London,
human
comedians
billboards
from
from London,
London.
unfortunately.
No human billboards from London.
Not deserving of its own
Okay,
page.
so we just need to find people from London. Now, if we go, so there's so many people in England, that the table of contents is arranged alphabetically, and there's a different page for each letter of the alphabet. Is it clicking on a link if we click on one of these letters? Does that
I
count?
think it only counts if it manually refreshes the page, and we just have to accept that. So,
Okay. So should we click L as in England? As
as in
London?
London. Okay, it refreshed
Okay.
the page. So that's damn it, categories have fucked us.
I mean, just barely. It just barely. It
It
was really
changed it
quick.
in the URL bar. So we took an L on that one. You get it? You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
So I think we have to do.
List
Oh, I
of
don't think
people
we want to
from
do. Well, yeah, you
London.
can expand that.
Do you remember which part of London? Yeah, I can expand this shit. Do you remember which part of London he was from?
The middle?
The middle. Oh, the
The middle
middle
of
one.
London.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I'll just click on that. Middle. People from middle of London. Oh, Jesus. Fuck, what happened?
Did you just
What just
lose London from
happened?
the page?
It just popped into the next column.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh
wow.
my God. See, if we knew where he was from, this would probably be really helpful.
Or it would be.
But unless he's in one of these exp. Oh my God, this is a
Yeah, or it would
fucking
be really
nightmare.
bad.
We're just looking at. So we popped open people from London by locality, and we're just looking at people from Acton, London, people from Addiscombe, people from Alperton, people from Archway, London, people from Balham, people from Barking, people from Barnes, people from Battersea, people from Beckenham, and so on. And I haven't got a fucking clue where Stanley Green was from.
Yeah, woof.
So.
I think we should just.
We'll check people from London by occupation again.
Wasn't there just people from
No, still
London?
not there. I mean, it expands.
It only expands when you click that, or does it take you to a list? No, that'll take you to the list people from London, which should be step
Oh,
eight.
category, people from London.
Getting real out in the weeds here.
Okay,
People
I don't
from
know if this is gonna
London.
help.
Okay.
I don't know if this is gonna help. I don't know if this is gonna help.
Now we have to hope to God. Wait,
Oh,
oh
Jesus.
no. Is this only further divided?
See, this is just the same shit. This
No,
is the
it's
same
got a full list
shit.
of people. Okay.
Oh, but here's pages. Okay,
So,
here's everything.
oh
Okay.
wait, oh no. Does next page reload the page?
We have to scroll through all the pages.
Oh no.
Probably.
Shit. That's step nine. Oh no.
This is so bad.
We have to get to
That's
G,
nine.
okay?
You ready? I'm gonna click next
10.
again. To G.
All right. All
There's 10. All right, we're up to
right,
crow
11.
now. Next page, 11. Up
Oh
to
Jesus.
Aerith.
What have we done?
Wouldn't it be fucking so funny if he wasn't it be so funny if he wasn't even here?
Right, 12.
Fabio, DJ.
Not the model, the DJ. Wait. Okay.
Right, we're up to Lady Augusta
Okay, so we have
Gordon.
to go
Yeah,
13.
one more. Hopefully. Cross your fucking fingers. Green, green, green. Come on, come
No
on.
way.
No. No. He's not on here. Fucking Richard Green, parenthesis, ship owner, is on here.
But not Stanley Green, parenthesis, protein man. Caitlin, what have we
Oh my
done?
God. Do you think if we click Richard Green or one of these other greens, it might say
Absolutely,
C
absolutely
also?
not. The only thing we
Oh,
can do to recover from this right now,
fuck.
on
Well,
this run, is
yeah.
okay. One, there's
Yeah.
Stephen Green with an E. Social entrepreneur, or there's
R
Edward Hamilton,
okay.
parentheses, homeopath. Like, the only thing we can do is try to find someone with a similar
That's not.
thing to Protein Man in parentheses.
Either write us.
Yeah,
Right. A similar thing or a similar name.
and hope that they'll
Is what
be
you're
our
saying.
link.
Okay. Well, I have to say, so I was looking at Stanley. There's also Stanley Green with an E. And that is, there's like a disambiguation from our Stephen Green to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see, or our Stanley Green, I mean, I did not see a Stephen Green on either of those pages. So I'm going to say we should probably go with Step Edward Hamilton.
14.
Step 14. Okay. And I'm just going to fucking click through. I'm going to click homeopathy.
Wait, no, Caitlin, don't. You already did it, didn't you?
What? I didn't do it. I haven't done it yet.
What if this guy happened to be a real bud of Stanley Green and the link was right there?
I happened to really hate protein. Okay. So he died in 1903.
Okay, so he wasn't.
You know, just not to burst your bubble.
Step 15, homeopathy.
Homeopathy? Homeopathy. Okay. Alternative medicine.
What do they have to say about proteins? And having less of them.
What do they have to say about proteins? Indeed. I mean, homeopathy is all about very small amounts of everything, right?
So very small amounts of proteins, you know.
Think about that.
Just right in line.
Yeah. Okay. We need to find, like, what we think is the closest. We need to get to some sort of, like, nutrition thing, right? Like, theories of nutrition.
Well, there is a link I see to alternative medicine broadly, which might be...
Okay, so should we do that?
I think
let's try that.
Okay, you're just doing it. Step 16.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left, bud.
Yeah, you're just making a lot of choices now without really taking the time to stop and discuss.
That's the first one. You thought I clicked on that link. I didn't click on that link before.
All right, yeah, fair. The lag.
I don't know what you're going to say.
The lag was a little in the way.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to say, but...
Now you're just taking the reins.
I always have the reins. I just usually... You know, usually I let you think you have a little bit of control, but...
Oh, thanks. I love it.
I'll drive this carriage right off a cliff if I want to.
I have to say, I think our friend and listener, Brian Click, has screwed us again. He has a...
How many... have we done... Is this the second or third topic have we done of his?
This might be the third or fourth. I know we've done a couple.
Third or fourth.
And one of them didn't stump us, but the last one we took from him, Loyal Legion of Loggers and Lumbermen,
Jesus,
definitely did.
Boy, did that stump us.
Boy, was that a disaster.
That was bad.
So,
that was a train wreck.
So I think we've been bested again. But maybe not. We still have some time. What about irregular practitioners, section 3.2?
Irregular practitioners.
He wasn't a practitioner, but he was a man with
in quotation
with
marks.
A board.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know why it says irregular practitioners in quotation
Look
marks.
Look at the second line. Is
I totally get
is
that.
Quackery its own Wikipedia article?
Quackery.
Wow, it is.
Do we think Stanley Green was a quack?
Well, I don't know, because I've never tried having less protein in my diet and then evaluating whether or not it's made me a kinder person. Yeah. So who am I to say?
Yeah.
You know?
We just don't
this
know.
This is a common refrain on our show, actually, Caitlin. It's very anti-intellectual in a way. It's
if, we just don't know.
If I haven't seen it, who's to say if it's right or wrong? if I haven't lived it, how am I supposed to know? Are you happy that our show is that way?
I mean, that Matt, that's how life is, you know, like it or not. It's like I've never had polio, but how do I know it's because of the polio vaccine I got?
Yeah.
I don't
how
know.
Do you even know polio is bad for you? You don't know. Maybe you have polio and it's fine.
I never had it. Never had it.
Or at least never known you had it.
Right. Maybe I had it and I didn't even fucking know
Maybe
it.
Maybe you have silent polio.
You know? How do I know that carrots aren't rockets?
How do I know that carrots aren't rockets that have submerged themselves in the dirt? How do I know? There are some things in life that we just don't know. Carrots could be many things, and I may simply never know the truth behind them.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
now Caitlin, should we bother clicking on any more links?
Should we bother?
Honestly,
what do you mean should we bother? Of course we should bother. We're step 19, you said?
I think we're just
okay.
No, 16.
Yeah, you know Matt.
Should we cap it at step 19?
The way you can tell the 6 and the 9 apart, the 6 has a tail on the top and the 9 has a tail on the bottom. You got to remember that. Remember what we talked about?
Yeah, I fucking know. Are you trying to insinuate that I don't know the difference between a 6 and a 9? Because I write the number 69 every day.
Yeah, I write the number 69 so much that sometimes I start to forget which one is which, okay? It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You write down 96?
And I write down 96, but it doesn't matter because it's the same number. It's the same basic idea. That's all I'm saying.
Is it?
Yes.
As a sex thing, a 96 seems really unfulfilling. Are you searching 96 on Urban Dictionary in front of me right now?
That's correct. This website is so bad.
You have to read it out now. You have to do it.
So the first definition with 1,268 ups and 557 downs, submitted by Sick Fuck, February 13th, 2003, is 69 but backwards. Instead of giving each other oral pleasure, you fart on each other's heads.
Can you read how you'd use 96 in a sentence, or would you rather not?
I'd rather not. You can look at it yourself, you know. There's no real agreed upon definition of a 96.
I like the one that I spied there, which insinuated that a 96 is when you have to share a bed with someone you're not comfortable sharing the bed with, and so you sleep head to toe and back to back.
I like that definition.
That's a good definition of 96.
That's a good definition.
I've 96'd with my brother before, for instance.
Yeah, haven't we all?
And it's just, it's the furthest from a sex thing. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caitlin, I really think we should just call it in before we even reach
steps
17, 18, 19.
This isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen, is it?
We're taking the big L on this one. And, you know, I'm just going to have to console myself.
This is like in basketball. We're trying to, like, preserve our average in some way. This is like in basketball when teams, like, stop trying so that they'll have higher draft picks for the upcoming season. Or football, in fact, for a lot of sports.
Someday or another, a podcast scouter is going to seek us out, and they're going to look at our average. And we can only hope that at that point we're doing real good. But thanks again to Brian for the topic. We should, I guess. We should start to do the end of show wrap-up thing. It's also, you know, I've got some pork brosnans thawing on the counter. And I got to cook those before they go bad.
You got to get to those brosnans.
I saved room for them.
Yeah.
So thank you, Abel Cabin Foods.
I got to get to my yard meat.
Is that sourced from your own yard, or did you go to the store for that one?
I mean, I got it at Abel Cabin Foods, of course.
Of course, of course. You do know that there is a place in Portland called Apple Foods.
Really?
They have a warehouse near the is it the Springwater corridor? Is that what it's called?
That's a place.
I've already started forgetting the names of all the Portland places. I'm so bad. But yeah, they have a warehouse near there, and so, you know, that's a popular bike route. And so every time I would bike near there, I'd be like, man, I wish they had some great deals for me.
Yeah, you'd be like, man, I wish there was just a cabin in the name of that place.
I wish they had some pork Dillingers and some winter champs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Matthew Olson. You can try to find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right.
You can sure fucking try.
Sure fucking try. And if you try to follow me right now, at the time of this recording, I put my tweets on protected, and I don't have to tell you why.
Ooh.
I don't have to tell you shit.
Ooh.
But don't worry.
You gotta follow him to find out why.
It's free to follow at Get to That. That's the show's Twitter. And you can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. And I want to do a little shout out. Thank you to everybody who bought a shirt from our Teespring campaign. We did meet our modest goal. At the end of it. So thank you. You'll be getting those in the mail soon. I don't know. Send us pics of you wearing your cool shirts and stuff. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it'd be real neat, and we hope you enjoy them. And it's Caitlin's turn.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, B-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T. And that's all I really want to talk about. You know, I don't. You know, whatever.
Whatever. You do want to say, hey, if you're listening on iTunes, please. Whoop! I just dropped my pen. Please, ignore.
Yeah, I do want to say.
Ignore me dropping my pen and rate and subscribe on iTunes, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I was just about to say. Why would you take those words out of my mouth?
Well, Caitlin, maybe you would do us the favor of reading us one of our listener reviews on iTunes.
I don't have that pulled up right now.
Okay. How about this one? From our friend. I mean, we know this person and we love this person very much, but I do really like this review. It tickles my heart. From Sarah Xmas. I like to put this podcast on during my last hour of work. Really feels like I'm just kicking back and have some top quality banter with my friends. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks,
some
Sarah.
Top quality banter, mate. There it is.
Oh, the bat was fucking tops, mate. I'm mad I never got to do my Stanley Green impression that I did.
So mad.
An hour
I'm
ago.
So mad that you didn't get the chance to do that.
I'll do the last part. What if I do the last part? What if I do the last part as Stanley?
Do it. Do it, mate.
Matthew, I've got a question. I've got a question for you.
What's that?
What if technology bad though?